This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and got a show lined up for you that I think you're going to enjoy today. I've got music from about three different LPs, so I am digging deep into my collection and hope you're going to enjoy some of the choices. That opening track was one called Soaring on the Strings, and I wrote that tune together with my wife Colleen Trenrith, and it was her playing the fiddle, doing a superb job, and I have to admit it's one of my favourite tunes of all the ones that we've put together. Soaring on the Strings was about my favourite. Oh, here's another favourite we're going to get into with Dan Tominski from the album Carry Me Across the Mountains. One of my favourite songs, written by Jimmy Davis, Charles Mitchin and Bonnie Dodd from way back. Dan Tominski doing lead vocals and mandolin, Tony Rice on rhythm guitar, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Ron Stewart on banjo. It's a pretty good group. Stan Tominski doing the lead vocal and the choruses, Barry Bales playing bass and Aubrey Haney playing fiddle. Can't get much better than that, folks. I hope you're going to enjoy I Dreamed of an Old Love Affair.
happy there. Sunlight told me you were gone, and I had a dream of an old love affair.
That makes such a good bluegrass song. Dreamed of an old love affair, and they do it beautifully. Well, we're getting into the first of the LPs now, and this is an LP called From the Beginning, and it's a UK issue of a couple of albums from the USA, and it's a band, Country Gazette. From the Beginning, it's called, and it's got tracks that they have recorded in 1972 and in 1974, and the general lineup is Byron Berline on fiddle, Roger Bush on bass, Kenny Wirtz on guitar, Alan Mundy on five-string banjo. And this group grew out of other albums like Doug Dillard and Gene Clark's Expedition. They all changed. The Kentucky Colonels got involved with it. Clarence White played for a little while. Lots of people have played for a little while with the band. And Country Gazette is basically this lineup, though. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks off this. The first one we're going to do now is one called The Lonesome Blues. That's some pretty good bluegrass music from the Country Gazette there, and we might hear from them a little bit later on in the program. Now I'm going to play a banjo tune that from one of my favourite players, Bill Emerson, and I always loved the way he played the melody very clearly and just got some nicely timed licks. And I heard him when he first played with Cliff Waldron. Emerson and Waldron, their first album is called New Shades of Grass, and he did some lovely playing on that, and they're a real influence on our early days playing bluegrass music. And here he is doing a tune called Little Nellie Gray, and I've more recently found out that Darling Nellie Gray is a real song back from the 1850s, and it's a story of a young man who's he was a slave, and his girlfriend was a slave, and she was sold to another owner far, far away, and he'd lost his darling Nellie Gray, and he pined away for her. It's a beautiful song, quite a tragic song, typical of that era, I guess. And it's a really nice tune. Bill doesn't do the words for it, he just plays it as a banjo tune. But I thought you might like to hear it, because I'd like to hear it. So that's good enough for me. Here's Bill Everson playing Darling. He called it Little Nellie Gray. Cliff Waldron's playing guitar. Garland Alderman playing mandolin. Yes, it is. And fiddle, Bill Poffenberger, I think, if there's any. Tom Gray playing bass. All the various musicians from around Washington at the time playing Little Nellie Gray. Let's have a listen. See what I mean about nice, clear banjo playing? Just lovely. And Garland Alderman's solo was really nice on the mandolin too. It's a lovely song. Look it up if you can, Darling Nellie Gray. It's got some lovely words to it that, and it makes a lovely tune. Let's get on with the show, Paul. Leanne Womack is a sort of country singer, sings acoustic country bluegrass, but in the album Industrial Strength Bluegrass, it was... just a real treasure of an album that was sent to me from Ray Reschenberg in Hamilton, Ohio, in the USA. And it's just a wonderful album, recreating some of the songs that were found around southwestern Ohio's musical legacy, of particularly in bluegrass in the 1950s and 60s and early 70s. And it's got some wonderful musicians on it. And the song that I've picked out to play is A Picture from Life's Other Side. Leanne Womack's doing the lead vocals, Mike Bubbs playing bass, Jason Carter fiddle, Jason Barry is doing mandolin and harmony fiddles, and Kenny Smith playing guitar. And many of you will be familiar with Seldom Seen or John Duffy's version of this song, but here's Leanne Womack, and she does a pretty good job of it. Let's hear her.
Life is too short to worry about dying, for after you're gone, it's a mighty long time. From the top of the world to the edge of tomorrow, I've pondered the thought of losing my mind. to my heart was no one like mother. But something was wrong, she didn't say why. For she left this whole world for a brighter tomorrow, and she left me down here on life's other side, 4 days after day of trouble. Of worry and strife. If something don't change my way back tomorrow, then I'm gonna walk on life's other side.
Oh, that was a song that Dave Evans was known for. I'll put you crook when I mentioned Seldom Seen, thinking it was a picture from Life's Other Side, but it wasn't. I got my facts wrong about that song, but wonderful singing from Leanne Womack there. That's from the album Industrial Strength Bluegrass. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I'm playing you music from my shelves, and I've got lots of CDs and LPs collected through 60 years of listening to bluegrass music, and I'm enjoying sharing them with you, and I hope you're enjoying listening to some of the little gems that I pull off the albums so that I can play them on my radio show. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and of course we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And our sponsor is Shearer's Music Works, big music store in Hamilton. And anything you want to do with music, go and see the folks from Shearer's. They do a fine job of supporting music locally, and they'd love to see you. And if you visit them, tell them you heard about them on the Back Porch Bluegrass Show, and I'm sure David Shearer would be delighted to know that his support is getting a bit of airtime. You can buy anything from a Martin guitar to a flat pick there, and anything in between, but good place to go and good folk at Shearer's Music Store. Let's hear John Hartford. I got intrigued by the music of John Hartford in 1971, which was my first visit to the United States. And we went to Bean Blossom, Indiana, and John Hartford was playing at Bean Blossom. And I just loved his music. And it was a very different approach, something I'd not heard before. And I love his songwriting. And from the album, B.O. My, How the Time Does Fly, which was an assemblage of lots of different tracks from many albums. Here he is doing Skipping in the Mississippi Dew. John Hartford with his banjo and I think his feet are in there too. And it's on LP, so I've just got to get set up for it now and see what we can do.
Well, I dream of a girl and a steering wheel steamboat, a pilot house stove and an engine room brass, a hanging on the post by the main deck stairway, the long hair skipping in the Mississippi. Oh, the river run wide, run deeper, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bed, just skipping in the Mississippi. River come away last Sunday, 12 feet of water on the Memphis gauge. It wouldn't be home without the muddy water rolling, the paddle wheel skipping in the Mississippi. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bend, just skipping in the Mississippi. Spring, I ship on the river, 35 days on the Valley Line boat. I make a little money, get a swing time chicken, then take off a skipping in the Mississippi. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bend, just skipping in the Mississippi. Too. run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a bigger wide band, just skipping in a Mississippi tune.
John Harper, I saw him in 1990 when I visited the United States, and he had his board on the stage that was amplified, so his dancing could be heard and became part of the music. And he was just an absolute treat to watch, and he really communicated with his audience and did these great songs along with that rhythm section there. He's an absolute individual, wrote some great songs, particularly about his love affair with riverboats, and amazing talent, John Hartford. I hope you enjoyed that track. We're going to hear from the Johnson Mountain Boys now, live at the Birchmere. It could also be called Live at the Birchmere, but I don't think they did live there. I think the album's Live at the Birchmere, and we're going to hear a couple of songs from the Johnson Mountain Boys. The Johnson Mountain Boys playing live at the Birchmere. Dudley Connell, guitar, lead and tenor vocals. Richard Underwood, banjo and some of the lead vocals. David McLaughlin, mandolin, and he did some lead and baritone vocals too. Eddie Stubbs, fiddle and bass vocals, and Larry Robbins on bass. And this was recorded live at the Birchmere in Fredericksburg, Virginia in 1983. We're going to hear two tracks, Highway of Sorrow and then Making Up Stories. So while I get this one set up, we'll have a listen.
All righty, thank you all very much. We appreciate it. Welcome to the Birchmere and the Johnson Mountain Boys Show. Thank you very much. We'd like to do a song for you now that we wrote and have been carrying around for a long time, but never have done it too much, and we decided to try to work it up. And I hope you enjoyed it. It's one called Making Up Stories. someone else. You made up stories to suit yourself.
You made up stories, you made up lies. You must believe them, I don't know why. But someday, darling, I know you'll find you've wrecked your own life as well as mine. Said I was drinking and running around and dancing women all over town. Well, I've never rambled or been untrue. Well, you just wanted an excuse for you.
You made up stories, you made up lies. You must believe them, I don't know why. But someday, darling, I know you'll find you've wrecked your own life.
Well, that was the Johnson Mountain Boys live at the Birchmere. I would have liked to have been at that concert because I really appreciate the way that they play their music, and hope you enjoyed that too. Let's hear from Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice now from the album Blue Side of the Blue Ridge. And here they are doing a song called Steel Rail Rider. Junior Sisk plays guitar, does the lead vocals, Tim Massey on bass and harmony vocals, and Chris Harris on mandolin and harmony vocals, Billy Hawks on fiddle, and Daryl Wilkerson on banjo, and Wyatt Rice playing a bit of extra rhythm guitar in there. Steel Rail Rider.
Shotgun, building up steam, getting ready to run. Cross-ties, timbers, sawmill logs, take off running like a scalded dog. I'm a steel rail rider, out of control, black smoke rising, shoveling coal. Hear my whistle, it's a mournful sound.
Oh, it's a big long fade on that song. I guess that's a train disappearing into the distance. Oh, that was Junior Siskin, Rambler's Choice with Steel Rail Rider. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I'm playing music from my shelves, really. That could be the subtitle for the program because I've been collecting bluegrass music for about 60 years. And I've got lots of LPs and lots of CDs, and I'm enjoying sharing them with you, and I hope you're enjoying some of my choices of the music. I'm doing this show. I've got three LPs that I'm using in this show, and that makes things a little bit complicated technically because I'm my own technician, of course. These days you do that, and taking records on and putting them off. CDs are much easier to manage, so I'm bumbling around here a little bit. It's at my advanced age. I'm not quite as sharp as I used to be, and everything, lots of stop and start. So I hope they're enjoying the show and not conscious of the way that I'm bumbling around. Big shout out to all the people who are listening on Access Radio programs throughout New Zealand. As I said, it starts in Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, but it's played on Raglan Community Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. They're all part of the Access Radio system that take Back Porch Bluegrass at some time or another during the week. So you might hear me at midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning coming from your radio if you've left it on. And don't get cross if some bluegrass music wakes you up at that ridiculous time of the morning. New Zealand has a sort of exchange deal with Canadian access radio stations, and that's why I get played on CFBX and Kamloops, British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia as well, and Voice of Bombay, Newfoundland. Thank you very much for having a New Zealand program in your airwaves there, and I'm delighted that it's my bluegrass music choices that have found their way to your great country. Also played in USA on Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Lots of ways that you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. Of course, many of you listen as a podcast from Free FM, direct from the station, or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. I really appreciate you tuning in and letting me be part of your day or night as you listen to some bluegrass music. Let's get it. What have I got lined up? I've got an album lined up. Country Gazette again. Oh, some fine picking going on there. And that guitar run at the end has to be one of the longest guitar runs I've ever heard. We're going to hear a gospel song now from the band High Fidelity. The album is called Music in My Soul. And they do some great music, and I particularly like their gospel music. And this is a Jim and Jesse tune from way back. It's called Are You Lost in Sin? Jim and Jesse McReynolds wrote the song, and we're going to hear how High Fidelity approached the song.
Are you lost in sin, my brother? Can't you hear God calling you? His voice is coming down from heaven, and His words are kind and true.
Oh, please
listen, won't you, brother? God is calling you today.
He'll come for you
so unexpected. So now's the time to change your way. You're not prepared to meet Him when He comes to take you in. You'll never reach the gates of heaven, and you'll lose your soul in sin.
Oh, please
listen, won't you, brother? God is calling you today.
He'll come for you
so unexpected. So now's the time to change your way. When this life on earth is over, and you reach that pearly gate, will you be ready then, my brother, to meet the one who there awaits?
God is calling you today.
He'll come for you so unexpected. So now's the time to change your way.
Don't they do a nice song? Oh, they just really put it together beautifully. That was High Fidelity with that version of a Jim and Jesse song. They particularly like Jim and Jesse's music, and in fact, they've recorded with Jesse McReynolds as well. Let's hear Sierra Hull doing an instrumental called Mountain Strings. She's playing mandolin, Ben Isaacs on bass, Kristen Scott Benson on banjo, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, Josh Williams on guitar, and Phil Paul on percussion. And this is an instrumental that was originally played by Frank Wakefield. And so Sierra Hull does a fine job of it, and it sounds like this. was Sierra Hull really working her mandolin hard, and she gets a great deal of noise and rhythm and energy out of it, doesn't it? And it inspires the rest of the band to it as well. I'd like to play another John Hartford song, In Tall Buildings. And once again, John Hartford's amazing songwriting mind just writes songs that no one else does, and I've always enjoyed the philosophy in this song.
Someday, my baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best that they can, to sell me a suit, to cut off my hair, to send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. It's time to go home. I wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. Sunshine, goodbye to you, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Every time I drive into Wellington City going and on the motorway there to go into the tunnel to go to my son's place, we go sort of along where the terrace used to be, or beside the terrace, and there's one tall building after another. And I think of that song each time that every morning someone catches a train or a bus and goes into work, and they work in tall buildings and then they go home again. And John Hartford's song reminds me of that every time. There's a few taller buildings around Hamilton, but we don't get much above 7 or 8 stories high, and there's only a few of them like that, and that's plenty high enough for me. We've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. Thanks very much for listening. We'll take it out with Emerson and Waldron doing a Stanley Brothers song, Our Darling's Gone. Just thanks for tuning in. Do it again next week too, would you please? Thank you.
just before he had to go.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.